Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Counting distance and just kind of game management point of view, why was that a good time to take that shot?
It was the fourth play of that series. We were starting to roll a little bit. And really, all we needed was a field goal at that point in time. And so we had run the ball pretty efficiently. We felt like we could give them another look at that. And they'd feel like we were getting ready to just kind of hammer the ball and try to get into range. And they got a little bit over-aggressive, and we were able to capitalize on that.
Declan Doyle talking about what has happened with his offense in that game against the Packers. We'll hear from Declan Doyle in just a minute. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Alex, you don't know what was going on in here during the break, but I blew Gayhart's mind.
I'm shook
with some stuff. I was telling him about like the history of University of Chicago football, which is one of my favorite things.
Jay Berwanger,
very good.
Pride of Dubuque, Iowa, first Heisman Trophy winner,
1935.
Man, Alex knew that too.
Alex is a sneaky smart football guy. Wow. He's going places, but yeah, that whole thing is a. Me and Dave Revzin did a whole pod on it.
The whole World War II with
Oppenheimer
yeah. working there, and then Hubble being on the basketball team, taking the ball up to space. Like,
okay,
wow.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. It's insane. All right there. 55th and Ellis.
Charter part of the Big Ten?
Correct. They still have banners up. They still have like the Big Ten championship banners from like 1901 up.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yes, it is one of the most slept on pieces of Chicago and Chicago sports history that there is.
I need to take a trip out there, Lawrence. We're having lunch out there, yeah, man. You got to show me around.
We'll do lunch out there, and I'll walk you around, and I'll show you the first Heisman. The whole thing's crazy. Like, you're going to see stuff, and you're going to be like, wait, what? What do you mean that in the 20s they went to Japan and did a baseball tour? The University of Chicago is, man, like... Some of the history down there is striking.
Let's bring them back.
Well, they were actually in the D3 playoffs this year. Marshall does their play-by-play.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're moving in a really good direction, but they'll never be D1 football again. The academics took control of that place. And like, that's the end of that. That's the end
probably
of
for the best.
Yeah. If you read Stags University, you'll see that the stuff that goes on in college football has been going on in college football for a long time. Coaches being the most powerful person at the university, stuff like that. That has been going on since the 1800s. Or like, for example, if you look at the C from the University of Chicago, you will see the Bears C or Coe College. There are a couple other places that have that same C as well. There's a lot there, man. You know what? Let me produce a segment on CHSN. I'd love to do it. I would love to do something on CHSN just about the University of Chicago football program history.
Say less. I'm bringing it up on Monday.
Do it. Do it. All right. Let's talk about these Bears and their coordinators. Let's get to Dennis Allen first. Here's what Dennis Allen had to say about the comeback against the Packers and defending two guys that Clay has circled on his sheet for this upcoming game against San Francisco.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What was the experience of Saturday night like for you, just watching that whole thing unfold in the late stages?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was exciting. It was a lot of fun. I think that just speaks to, you know, the type of team that Ben's built here. You know, so much of this game is mental. You know, and I think our guys are a gritty, tough group that you know, not only is physically tough, but mentally tough. And they're really not fazed by, you know, anything that happens in a game. And I think, you know, we always feel like, regardless of where we're at, regardless of what the situation, that we got a chance, you know. And so, and there was a lot of things that had to happen in that game. But our guys, you know, went out and executed when they needed to and made the plays they needed to.
The Niners get so much of their receiving use out of McCaffrey and their tight end. What's the challenge of playing a team that, I mean, they don't have a receiver who averages 50 yards a game, I don't think, but those two guys in the middle really do it for them.
Yeah, look, I think it's tough. I mean, I think, you know, backs and tight ends, you know, are really tough matchups, you know, on a defense. There's usually some things, you know, if you have an outstanding receiver, there's kind of some things that you can really do to, you know, try to take those guys away. It becomes more challenging, you know, inside at the tight end running back position. Yeah, it's unique, I think, that they're getting so much production from those two spots. And those two guys are, you know, as good as it comes in terms of, you know, playing the tight end position. You know, Kittle as a blocker, Kittle as a receiver, the run after catch that he provides. It's certainly a challenge. And then obviously McCaffrey, you know, I've seen him a lot over the course of my career, being in the same division with him in Carolina and that type of stuff. So I know exactly what type of challenge he presents. So, and look, the quarterback does a really good job of executing the offense, distributing the football. That's really what he does an outstanding job of. And I don't think they do anything where they say, we're going to throw it to this guy, you know, on this particular play. I think he does a great job of getting through his progressions, and he throws it to the open guy. And they've got a lot of guys. They distribute the ball really well.
All right, Clay, let's start with the tight end, George Kittle, I feel like he's the most well-rounded tight end in the game. What do you think of him?
Absolutely correct. He's had at least 67 yards in six straight games. Okay, in last week, he didn't even finish the game. Seven catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. To me, he is the biggest weapon for that team right now. I know Christian McCaffrey is getting used like a rented mule. I mean, they give this guy the ball so much. He's going to become the fifth player in NFL history to have 1,800 scrimmage yards at least five times in his career.
That's wild.
And this is going on a team that since week 11, the 49ers are 5-0, averaging 34.5 points per game. They've won five straight games by 10-plus points. Almost unheard of the role they're on. They have been playing against a little lesser competition. But Kittle, along the line, same lines of Cole Kmet, he's so tough to stop because you can put him anywhere. He's a guy you can put the front side of zone. You can put the front side of power. And then that makes it so difficult because when you have that run action to the strength and he goes out there on a play action pass, you have to respect it because there's a good chance that could be a run too. If it's Evan Engram out there on the right side and you see the run action to the right, he's either arc releasing the safety or it's a pass. You're not going to put him blocking on the front side of a play. Really hard to block, but the thing about Kittle is, I don't know if I've seen, outside of Gronk, a guy I played with, a better player at transitioning, a tight end at least, transitioning from the catch to the run. Usually guys will take a second, they'll catch the ball.
And gather.
Gather and run. It is a skill, it is a talent when you catch. He's almost making his move as he's catching the football. And this guy was a receiver back in high school. His receiving skills, he's physical, he's fast, he can do everything. And this is going to be a job, not for the cornerbacks. TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, going to get matchup on him a lot. Kyle Shanahan's really good at motioning to get the matchups that he wants. If it's a 3-by-1, if it's a 2-by-2, he motions a 3-by-1. Now all of a sudden your linebacker's guarding George Kittle. So they're going to have a big ask there. And it's the same thing with Kyle Juszczyk, with Christian McCaffrey. They're so good at motioning these guys. To me, McCaffrey is more dangerous in the receiving game than he is in the passing game. Like I said, he's on pace to have 1,000 yards as a receiver and as a runner. I mean, that's unheard of. He's a receiver that can also run the football in my eyes. So this is going to be huge matchup for these linebackers. TJ Edwards, not known for his ability to cover guys, and I love how they made the switch. TJ in the middle. Put Tremaine on the outside. He's bigger, he's longer, he's more athletic, he's faster. TJ is just so good at recognizing plays and triggering. His superpower is his smarts, how quick he's able to get downhill to diagnose a play, and he's a sure tackler. So the safeties, too, will be involved in this, but these guys on the inside, the linebackers, the safeties, a little Brisker, a little Byard, are going to have their hands full trying to guard these players, and it's not like they don't have any receivers. Kendrick Bourne is a guy that's really come on. Juwan Jennings is a guy that can make plays. I know Brandon Ayuk is speeding down the 49ers practice facility, going 90, waving at the crowd and putting it on Instagram for some reason, but it's going to be a really tough ask for this Bears team, and I think their path to victory this week is going to be turnovers. The Bears have won the turnover battle 10 times. They've won all 10 of those games. Brock Purdy will give you the football. He is, I think, 32nd out of 33 players, in turnover rate this year at quarterback. So the Bears need to force turnovers and be really good in the red zone because this team's going to get their yards, and I think they can do that.
Declan Doyle. We'll get to Declan Doyle. George Kittle, huge Bears fan, by the way.
Yeah.
When he's not playing the Bears, he loves the Bears. That's a big thing for him. Declan Doyle did talk about the Bears quarterback. He talked about Caleb's touchdown throw through the wind, how impressive it was, and everyone on that offensive staff getting in sync.
Declan, you know Caleb throwing that ball into the wind. After all the competition early in the year about his deep inaccuracy, I guess, how big of a moment was that for it to be that kind of a throw?
Yeah. It was cool. I mean, it's something that we see in practice, and we've seen that continue to get better really since we've been here. That has been a big point of emphasis for him. It's something that him and JT have drilled. It's something that we spend time and talk about. And so in a big moment with the brightest lights and to be able to go execute and do that, it was awesome to be able to go see that. But that's something that, you know, we're going to expect from him on a regular basis, just because that's what he's capable of. And really, it's about just doing that consistently now, day in and day out, and then on Sundays.
In that wind, do you think people appreciate how hard it is to just put the ball exactly where you wanted to put it?
No, I don't think so, because you can't. You really can't see it on TV. You can't see it from the general public. You know, our stadium, we feel like it's an advantage for us because it does get windy. We do have to play in the elements, and we feel like we have a quarterback who can cut the wind a little bit. And really, regardless of where we're playing or what the conditions are, we feel like he's going to be able to throw the ball well. And so, no, I don't think it's as appreciated. And yet, you know, him being able to go out and execute it and everybody being able to see that is a really big positive.
By all accounts, Ben didn't ease into his relationship with Caleb, so much so to the point that Caleb suggested that there were points where he didn't know Ben liked him. Yeah. Why has it worked between the two of them in your eyes?
Yeah, I think the amount of time they spend together, the relationship that they've built, that's the most important thing. You need the play caller and the quarterback to be in sync, be able to think the same way. I think both of them have been very open to learning how each other, you know, kind of operate. And that takes time. There's no shortcut to that. There's no, there's nothing fake about that. That's them being in a room and talking through football. And part of it is Caleb being wide open to being trained to think like Ben thinks. And part of that is Ben figuring out, how do I communicate to the quarterback in the best way for him to understand? And I think that's in any coach-player relationship. It's the same thing. You're trying to figure out, how does this guy learn best? And then how can I put him in positions to go out and have success? And I think that's the biggest thing, is they've spent a bunch of time together, and you're starting to see that.
There's so many parallels, the other job that I have, teaching, to the stuff that I hear football coaches, the best football coaches, talking about. And that's figuring out how people learn and then how to get through to them. Who are the best teachers in your career, and what made them good when you were trying to figure stuff out at any level?
I'd say Andy Reid, obviously. He was a guy that always taught you the why, and he would tell you why a play is happening. And unfortunately for me, it was at the beginning of my career, and I was kind of swimming, and I was still kind of focused on the tight end position. But as I moved forward and progressed forward, Ron Middleton was my tight end coach in Jacksonville, really good at what he did. And then I moved to New England. Brian Daboll was probably the best tight end coach at doing that. And Gronk was lucky to have him for his whole career. But just everything from, okay, if it's cover two, you want to press this guy inside for as far as you can, because he does not want you to go there, then you can slip around him. You save yourself so much space, and you got that back shoulder. There's so many little idiosyncrasies, these small little details. If it's cover three, if it's a one high safety, he doesn't want you to go outside. His help is in the middle. So press this guy outside. Make him think you're running outside of him. Slip underneath. Now you saved yourself so much space from that middle safety. That's incredible. And the other thing I wanted to touch on real quick, and we heard it from Declan early in the game, talking about that last play. And I think I've heard a couple other people talk about it, but that play was out of 13 personnel. The Bears had run six plays prior to that last play out of 13 personnel, the touchdown to DJ Moore. They had ran the ball every time. Green Bay thinks they're trying to sneak into field goal range, kick a long field goal, get off the field. Guess what? 13 personnel. LaFleur probably says, hey, they're running this. Halfley goes, oh yeah, we're setting the house. Zero blitz. They're 13. They haven't shown a pass out of this. They probably haven't even got one in the game plan. Seventh play out of 13 personnel was that play to DJ Moore. So that's kind of like that cat and mouse game. They think that they're running it. They're outside of field goal range. They're trying to kick you out. Ben calls it because he knows when they see 13 go on the field, they're going to try to run this ball. He doesn't. Instead, he throws a dime 57 yards through the air, the third longest completion of Caleb Williams' career, to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone. And for Caleb to throw that ball through that wind, when 2 weeks earlier he lost a game on a similar pass against the same defensive back, it's just incredible.
The point that you make about the personnel grouping and then the play that's called, Ben talked about it at the beginning, making same things look different and different things look the same. When you do have 13 personnel out there, defenders are keying. They're keying on the personnel. They're keying on how guys are lined up, what the formation is like, what the motion is like. and your eyes will be like, I know this, I know this, I know what they're getting ready to do. Ben's ability to play call, like his feel for the game, yes, is pretty elite.
Elite, Lawrence. I go back to the last playoff game that I actually played in. I was on the playoff roster with the Saints, but I was injured when, I don't know if you remember the Tommy Lee Lewis interference, Drew Brees. We were supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Bad interference. We end up losing. Whole thing there, but getting off topic. But that game against with the Lions, I remember playing against the Seahawks in Seattle. Bobby Wagner, the man's still playing, by the way.
He is.
He was old then, and he's still playing at a high level. But we ran this play to where I motioned in the backfield. I did a little cross motion. I was a wing tight end. I go in the backfield, and we run a little ISO. And I cut Bobby Wagner. And I remember going to Stafford. I go, okay, hey, start me in the backfield. Let's see if we can send a different different receiver in motion because he's going to pick up on that. You know who you're playing against. He's going to know what play is coming. We do that. As soon as he sees me on the field, watch the ISO, watch the ISO, watch the ISO. He knew that play because you have so many plays in the game plan. You see the same personnel grouping out there. You're obviously starting to think about that play. He knew it. We run the play. He just blows up the whole thing. Nothing I could do at that point because we had shown it before. Even when we try to do a little bit of a motion, not start. And I've been in situations to where I've come in and I've crack block,
and
start out wide.
And black.
Yeah. Start out, yeah. You start out wide receiver. You motion in. You crack block a defensive end. I say, hey, this time, don't motion me so we can try to get this defensive end and not know it's coming because once they see the same motion, they're going to know a play is coming. So that's what Ben Johnson is thinking about. He's throwing this window dressing on it. He's letting them know that they've seen this formation before. They've seen this motion before. They're all thinking it's going to be this play that we've run previously, and then he pops his pass over the top. In that playoff game against Detroit, if we would have did that same motion to Bobby Wagner, he would have been thinking, ISO, ISO, ISO. Instead, we go over the top to Marvin Jones, who was a big receiver that year. Stafford was our quarterback. We might have scored a touchdown because that whole team tackled us in the backfield. When I say us, I was one of them getting tackled because he tackled me and the running back at the same time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.